Visa-free deal with China, will over-tourism return to Thailand? Thailand and China have signed an agreement for the citizens of the two countries to get complete visa-free access, as of March 1, 2024. The move will set off a renewed boom in Chinese visitors and help the kingdom exceed its original arrival targets for 2024 beyond 8 million for Chinese nationals and 35 million in total. It will also lead to the renewed threat of over-tourism and all its associated social, cultural, and environmental problems. The agreement was signed on January 28 by Chinese Foreign Minister Mr. Wang Yi, who is also a member of the Political Bureau of the Chinese Communist Party Central Central Committee, and Thailand's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Prannpri Bahidinokera. It is a critical part of a broader plan to mark the 50th anniversary of Thailand-China diplomatic relations in 2025 with a sweeping upgrade of economic, political, cultural, and transportation linkages. The agreement allows citizens of the two countries a visa-free stay for up to 30 days, and a cumulative period of stays not exceeding 90 days in any 180 days, except to reside or engage in employment, study, media activities, or other activities that require prior approval from competent authorities of the other country. People-to-people exchanges between Thailand and China to a new height. In his remarks to the media, Mr. Wang Yi said, "This will surely bring our people-to-people exchanges to a new height. There will be a big increase in the number of Chinese tourists visiting Thailand. We also welcome friends from Thailand to feel the vitality and vibrancy of China and the hospitality of the Chinese people. China and Thailand are one family. It's important that our two peoples forge closer friendships and stronger bonds, and embrace a better life." Chinese Foreign Minister Mr. Wang Yi. He added, "Over the past half a century, our bilateral relationship has withstood the test of the changing international landscape and grown from strength to strength. China always sees Thailand as a priority in its diplomacy with neighboring countries and supports Thailand in following a development path that suits its national conditions. We appreciate Thailand's firm commitment to the One China principle and its active support for the Global Development Initiative, the Global Security Initiative, and the Global Civilization Initiative. China-Thailand Railway." Noting that China is Thailand's largest trading partner and biggest source of foreign investment, Mr. Wang Yi said the two sides had agreed to speed up the development of the China-Thailand Railway, fully implement the China-Laos-Thailand Connectivity Development Corridor Outlook, and open the central line of the Trans-Asian Railway as soon as possible. They also signed agreements to increase the export of Thai poultry meat and Podocarpus plants to China. Chinese companies will boost their investments in Thailand, especially in new energy vehicles, digital economy, and green development. Mr. Wang Yi indicated that economic growth had to be accompanied by a broader peace at the political and geopolitical level. Five principles of peaceful coexistence. He said, "Faced with a changing and turbulent international environment, both sides should stay committed to the five principles of peaceful coexistence, jointly uphold the hard-won peace and stability of our region, and oppose zero-sum, win-or-lose political games. Committed to true multilateralism and open regionalism, our two sides will work with other ASEAN countries to build a peaceful, safe, secure, prosperous, beautiful, and amicable home, speed up the COC consultation, and jointly uphold ASEAN centrality and the ASEAN-led regional architecture. China supports Thailand in holding the next Lan Son Mekong Cooperation Foreign Ministers Meeting and Leaders Meeting, and in developing the Mekong Lan Son community with a shared future of peace and prosperity. With the upcoming 50th anniversary of China-Thailand diplomatic relations, our bilateral relationship will come to a new historical starting point. China is ready to work with Thailand to jointly deepen the building of a more stable, prosperous, and sustainable China-Thailand community with a shared future, and provide more stability and certainty to a changing and turbulent world. Trust and confidence on every level between Thailand and China." In turn, Thai Foreign Minister Mr. Prannpri hailed the agreement as a symbol of our long-lasting friendship, trust, and confidence, which is evidenced at every level. "I am certain that travel between our two people, whether for tourism or business, will become more convenient and help to stimulate the tourism industry in both countries. He said that as part of the Comprehensive Strategic Cooperative Partnership, Thailand and China are committed to promoting trade, investment, security, and cooperation on culture and tourism, to facilitating connectivity, people-to-people relations, as well as to advancing cooperation in various multilateral and regional forums. We also exchanged views on current key regional and international situations impacting geopolitics in our region, including the situation in Myanmar, the Korean Peninsula and the Middle East, among others, and we appreciated the significance of Thai-Chinese relations to the stability and prosperity of our region. Mr. Parnpree said many more activities will be organized in 2025, both in Thailand and China, with the participation of our public. Courtesy, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Thailand. China's importance for Thailand's visitor arrivals. China is by far Thailand's most important source of visitor arrivals, totaling roughly 25% of the 40 million arrivals in pre-COVID 2019. Arrivals were making a rapid recovery in 2023 until October, when they got hit by the shooting of Chinese tourists in a popular Bangkok shopping by a Thai teenager with suspected mental health issues. After a series of rapid-fire crisis management and market recovery measures taken in the immediate aftermath of that shooting, arrivals began climbing again to end 2023 with 3.52 million, short of the original target of 4 million. According to Tourism Authority of Thailand Governor Mrs. Thapani Kiatphibul, Chinese visitor arrivals totaled 401,687 between 1 to 26 January 2024, or roughly 15.8% of the total 2.53 million arrivals in that period. Chinese New Year Festival in Bangkok. The visa-free move will pave the way for a robust celebration of the Chinese New Year Festival 2024 to be held at Yowarat Road in the Chinatown area of Bangkok between 10 to 11 February 2024. TAT had originally forecast that the festival would generate more than 34 billion baht in tourism income, almost $1 billion, based on 2 million domestic visitors and 995,000 foreign, Chinese and non-Chinese tourists. Tourists just from China alone for the Chinese New Year were projected at 177,000, plus 358% over 2023, generating 6,213 million baht, plus 366%, in tourism income. Courtesy, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Thailand. Significant downside of China-Thailand visa-free agreement. However, there is likely to be a significant downside to the rapid recovery after the visa-free agreement takes effect. This will include price hikes of tourism products and services across the board, safety and security issues related to petty crime, scams, and fraud, as well as destination management issues, especially overcrowding of beaches and visitor attractions. Thailand also does not have enough Chinese-speaking guides. It will also drive up the real estate market and trigger an inflationary downward spiral.